This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're still hoping to catch up with Kalen Kaler later on in the show. ESPN investigative reporter who's already dropped one bomb today. The new strip club findings that I mentioned about Lloyd Howell, the now former executive director of the NFLPA, in what's trending. She and Don have also had more on Howell and just his conduct. There's a sexual discrimination lawsuit against him when he was at Booz Allen. And really my questions aren't so much about Howell, like, especially now that he's gone. It's just like, there's really interesting discrepancies on how much vetting was done. Some players are like, yeah, we knew about some of this stuff. And my question would be like, if you knew about it, why did you hire the guy? And two other players said, we knew nothing about this stuff. So what's going on there? We'll talk to Kalen Kaler, hopefully, in the show. She has said she's going to join us if she at all can. Just the nature of reporting. Like, I have, as someone who's been a reporter, like, I know sometimes that's how that goes. So in the meantime, Anthony, we will talk about the fact that the Commanders signed Von Miller. And now all their edge problems are gone, right? I'm assuming that was the reaction yesterday from everybody. Everything's good now?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you mean Von Miller's 36 years old and hasn't had a good season in a couple of years, and perhaps just because it's a guy that you heard of doesn't mean he's any better than some of the guys that you have?
I mean, I think in the reps he's gotten, he's been, you know, solid. I think his snap count is just down. But I think for the snaps that he's been on the field, I think he's been pretty good.
I mean, he's not the player that he used to be.
No.
Like, it's the fact that the snap count is down. He used to be a, I won't say every down player, but like a more consistent player. And he used to be an excellent run defender. Like he was a brutal edge setter with incredible speed. He was very hard to run on. And that part of his game has gone down. His pass rush grade is still pretty good. It's just obviously the snap count is way, 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 way down. You know, he made his last Pro Bowl in 2019, his last All-Pro in 2018. Whatever the PFF 101 honor is, he last made that in 2021. That was the season he was with the Rams. But like his defensive, his Super Bowl MVP was in 2016. Like his first AP first team All-Pro 2016, PFF names their All-Pro team. Last time he made that was 2018. Like, it's been a long time since Von Miller's been at the very top of his game. But like, as we saw in 2021 with the Rams, as a situational player, like, he could be absolutely devastating. But overall last year, with Buffalo, like, it's limited, right? That's what I would say. Like, he still had, I mean, his grades on PFF were pretty good, but like, his max number of snaps in any game last year was 32. And from a production standpoint, PFF counts their sacks a little bit differently than like the official statistic. He had 6 sacks last year. Do they have pressure rate in this one? No, I don't have pressure rate in this particular column. But yeah, like, it's 6 sacks. If they can get an extra 6 sacks, great. Could Jacob Martin also get you six sacks? I don't know that the answer is no. And I think that would be my question is, like, what – how much better is Von Miller than someone that other people haven't heard of that is younger, that maybe has a higher potential upside? But I think you also balance that out with the fact that, like, Von Miller's run a pass rush camp for a long, long time. He has incredible institutional knowledge of how to do this. This is a guy who the pedigree he has knows how to win. He's an interesting cat, to say the least, like kind of a country. He wears the cowboy hats, and he's from Texas and in every single way. I get to the off the field stuff in a second that, like, I don't like the fact that they brought him in considering the recent allegations against him a couple years ago. But, just as a football player, like, what separates him from, say, a Jacob Martin, I don't know how much of it is the actual production in terms of totals. My guess is Vaughn is one of those guys like TJ Watt, like JJ Watt when he was playing, like Aaron Donald when he was playing, that has a knack for the big play at the right time. And that is a very different skill set, and those are a very different six sacks than the six that you get just by playing hard and hustling. And if he can be that guy, then this is a home run signing. I honest to God, don't know if he can be at this point of his career because he's 36 years old and it's the NFL and it's hard, and that's how 36-year-olds in the NFL work or don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and I think when you bring up the fact that, you know, he's been a player that can make the big play in the big moment, you look back at the run he had with the Rams, he had four sacks during that Super Bowl run. So I think that is a testament to, like, you know, him being able to, you know, make those splash plays when they count. And then also on another side, I think his signing also just speaks volumes to, you know, what AP and Dan Quinn were able to do in terms of turning around the culture and, you know, us being a place where, you know, free agents actually want to come. Like, you have Bobby, you have Zach Ertz, you have Austin Eckler. Like, you have these veteran free agents that are willing to, you know, and wanting to come play here and then also contend. My only concern is, though, we're old as hell, though, Craig. that
yes.
It is a little problem, but I think us being old is also because of it's more so a cause and effect to what Ron Rivera and his staff did for those 4 years in terms of poor drafting and, you know, poor talent management. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is 1,000% valid. Like, it is – and this we talked about with the Terry thing. Like, part of the reason I'm willing to pay Terry and like not play hardball and just reward a guy who's earned it as much as anybody can possibly earn it is because I don't have anybody else to give that money to. And so this is kind of the interesting thing is, you know, despite the fact that they're starting in this rebuild, so to speak, now, because they had the season they had last year and have done things to be competitive, you're acting like a win now team. Like you have a window. You're kind of, to me, Jaden Daniels' career is going to happen in two parts. There is going to be a competitive window that opened the second he got here because he was ready to open it. And that window is going to be designed around bringing in veteran players and maximizing the fact that you can pay those guys because of on short-term deals and afford to have more veterans and actually, in a lot of ways, an older team because of the rookie quarterback contract. Then there will be a period where everyone's going to be like, oh, well, now they paid Jaden. The other thing that will have happened is Adam Peters will finally have stocked the cupboard with other guys. Like, they have to construct the roster this way because there's nobody here. When they got here, they flipped over more players last year than any other team in the league. From 23 to 24, no team had more new players than the Washington Commanders. And in 24-25, they are pretty high on that list again. I don't know, I have the exact numbers in front of me, but like they did a lot of changing over with draft picks. They have trades, guys like Tunsil and Debo. Like they have changed over a decent amount. Well, they brought back a lot of players. Ertz, you know, had guys like Biotis and Luvu, who were multiple year guys. They brought back Ertz and Wagner and Noah Igbinoghene. So up and down the roster, some of these 1 year guys. But what you will actually see over the course as Jaden gets older, not just because of the money side of it, but because Adam will be the one drafting them and hopefully they will be better, is you will see younger players. There is a risk with that, right, of being old. Like, what happens if these guys fall off? What happens if Vaughn hits the age cliff and he's just totally bad? What happens if Zach, if Bobby? But you also have, I think, as long as they don't, like, you have a floor of just a bunch of dudes who know how to ball. And you're also getting the, hopefully, if you bring in the right kind of guys, the mentor types. And from what I know about Vaughn, like, I would guess he's that way. This is a guy that, again, holds a pass rush camp every year. Like, in the same way that there is tight end U, like, Von Miller is kind of that guy for pass rushers in the league. Like, I will come to my camp. I will teach you how to do this. And so to have that guy in your room to help develop a Javonte Jean-Baptiste, to get the most out of a Jacob Martin, nevertheless, what, you know, he and like Dietrich Wise can exchange notes on as veterans. Like, I totally get the signing. I would be remiss if I did not say, if you read the reporting around the domestic violence incident with Von Miller in 2023, it is horrifying. Like, he and his 6 week pregnant girlfriend, got in an argument, and initially she claimed that like he grabbed her by the hair and pulled some hair out of her head. There was hands around her neck. She left with bruising around her neck as well as some abrasions on her arms, which is often consistent with like fighting someone off. It like to imagine the horror of that woman in that moment, nevertheless, knowing she was pregnant, like, that's terrifying. And ultimately, she recanted the story. Now, it should be pointed out that often in domestic violence cases, especially in something like this, where, like, Von Miller, this is his longtime girlfriend. They have children together. Like, you recant the story to kind of keep your family together, and especially because Von is the guy who's made all the money. But that does not give him a right, obviously, and he would, I assume, say this too, and if not, holy crap, that's a problem. That does not give him a right to physically abuse anybody. Like, that's a no-go. And the Bills were clearly okay with whatever happened. It is multiple years ago. You know, the NFL said their piece. Charges were eventually dropped. She made her decision. And she has that right as well. If they were able to work it out, I don't know, maybe he agreed to some therapy. I don't know. I don't know. I just know enough about domestic violence and know enough about the way power systems and power structures work when it comes to violence against women that I would have serious questions about bringing someone with that kind of rap sheet or that kind of, I don't say rap sheet because that implies that there were charges and they became more than charges and there weren't, but that kind of incident especially when there was another one in 2021. Like, that's, I don't like that. I'll just put it that way. I don't like that. I understand from a football standpoint, this is the last time I'll mention it, but I'd be remiss if I did not say, like, I'm uneasy with that, and I wish that that wasn't the case. If that wasn't the case, I would be 100% excited about this, while knowing that, like, the impact, the upside of a guy who's 36 is going to play 15 to 25 snaps a game is limited. Like, it just, that is what it is. So I'll leave that there for right now. All right. We're still waiting to hear on Kalen, or from Kalen. We also for you today have WNBA All-Star Talk with Sabrina Merchant. And we have Take Command for you, Logan and I, discussing the Terry McLaurin situation after he spoke on Tuesday. So all of that still to come. In what order? TBD. We'll discuss and come back with more Hoffman Show next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.